Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Code. I am your hostess with the mostess, Iman Zalde. I have my lovely characters that I love to call my co-hosts. I have Taylor on the line, Ron, and Andre. Good evening, my good black, chocolatey, browning friends.
Thank God that damn song went off.
What's up, good black people?
You just had to play that song. That shit brought back damn pissed off memories. I'm mad all over again. I'll call that bitch and cuss out.
Andre had flashback.
Oh, dang. Oh, man. I did not mean for you to have no type of flashback or anything. Taylor, you here, girl?
Yeah. Okay. Maybe she'll on mute. Maybe she'll come in a minute.
But yeah, you know what? Because we're talking about exes and stuff tonight. So I had to give you a case of old X by Maya. Had to. So let's get the disclosure going out there. We drink, we curse, we say inappropriate things because we are your inappropriate friends on Friday night. And, hey, that's the things that we do. Sometimes we get it that we may not be your cup of tea, but we drink Hennessy here anyway. So tonight's topic, like I was saying before, is about exes. What happens when that ex jumps their ass in your DM or your inbox because you done put up that fire ass selfie and now they want that old thing back? What do you do?
It depends on the situation you're in at that point.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say.
So
if we left on good terms, don't come in my inbox. You ain't gonna be my friend, first of all.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, if we ended on bad terms, don't come in my inbox. I don't wanna be your friend. Don't wanna see your face. Don't be looking at myself. Leave me the fuck alone.
Oh,
like Martin said in Bad Boys, leave me the fuck alone. That's funny.
Not if I let.
And it ain't just, it ain't dudes that do it. It's some chicks that will slide in your DMs. My DMs been jumping since I've been posting my pictures of my gray hair. Half on time to be fun, the other half trying to get my draws.
The question is, do they get the draws?
I mean, some of them get them, but I can't stand a fine-ass woman, but she a fucking pothead, or she a damn, she smoke mad fucking damn cigarettes. It just gets on my nerves. I'm not too pressed on it, but I can't stand the ones that be sitting there googly-eyeing over these other dudes with their gray hair. Oh, he's so sexy with his gray hair. Third, and I got my gray hair. I'm like, God damn, you old as shit, motherfucker. I mean,
hey, Mom, you know this ain't answer the question, right? You know this ain't answer the question, right, Mom?
He's still mad about that gray hair comment. He's still mad.
That shit pisses me off. Motherfuckers all
that
over
was 4 weeks ago,
ass,
right?
The gay ass grandpa that had his little damn gray hair. Oh, he sexed his hair, but that nigga was gay as shit. Got my shit out. I got the old as fuck. Now I ain't number 42. Some more bitches.
Tell him why you mad, son.
Oh, God. He hot like fire. You know what? Note to self, don't play the case of the ex for intro because Dre has flashbacks.
Like a Vietnam War vet.
She drew a knife on me because she thought I was cheating. We was in the car going down the road and I'm on the passenger side. She was blasting that fucking song and she pulled a fucking knife on me talking about I'm going to kill both of her because she mad. Bitch, why you have to kill both of her? Why you just can't pull over and kill yourself? Let me live. I ain't did nothing.
That mean the dick was good. That's what that mean. That mean the dick was hella good.
That motherfucker was nuts, man. That'll get a little girlfriend. That's all I heard. That'll get a little girlfriend. Y'all ain't waving at each other. Bitch, we just friends. Like, I can't wave?
All right, so let me get this straight. You and her was together. You seen a friend of yours. She waved at you. You waved back. And now you was fucking this bitch.
Yeah, and it was like every other day, man. And it was like, you know what I'm saying? She seen me speaking to people or whatever. Like, she swore down I was cheating, and I wasn't doing shit. I wasn't, this is when I was faithful. I'm not out in the streets. I was trying to be the good boy.
He was not out in the streets.
All right, so question, Dre. When you met her, was she a side chick?
No, actually, I met her. We were working together. That was the crazy part. We were working together, and then we just decided to damn date.
Did she have a man?
And for those people out there, yeah, he was a fucking crackhead. But for those people out there,
she had a man,
in
and
radio
she was cheating
land,
on her man with you.
Don't date your coworkers. Yeah.
So she was cheating on her man, so she's a cheater, and she put that shit on you.
You
were
but accused me every other day. Yeah, this shit is crazy, man.
Oh, so she was the loose hoe. Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
I cannot. Wait a minute. Rewind. Did you say that she was the loose whore?
I said hoe, but whore fits just as good. All right.
You know what?
See, but that's what it be sometimes. That's like if you a bank robber, you know what I'm saying, and all of a sudden I come around with a bunch of money, you be like, what bank you rob? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If you the cheater, and all of a sudden I get a call from a female, oh, you fucking her. That's because that's what you do. So you think everybody do that shit. No, that's what you do.
And that's how you most cheaters go. Like, if I, you know, met you and you had a little something, but you was like, okay, I'm going to see what it's like over here, and I may not be cheating on you because you are such the cheater all of the time. You think, oh, everybody else is going to do it too.
Yep.
Yeah, that's
everybody ain't like you, old hoe bags and stuff. Everybody ain't really like you. But
all right, so I said she was the nasty hoe, and you had an issue with that, but you say hoe bags. I gotta question this hoe bag comment.
Why you gotta? I wanted to make sure I heard you right. I don't have a problem with you calling her a loose hoe. I don't
okay.
care.
Okay.
I didn't have a problem with it. I was just saying I wanted you to repeat it so I can make sure this is what I heard you say.
All right, so let me ask you this. Are you one of those women, Andre, are you one of those dudes who believe that once somebody cheats once, that they always a cheater?
Yep.
I don't think so.
It's hard to go back, man. Shit, for instance, your boy just got busted this week again, T.I.
Why he got to be my boy?
And it's always
just
my
saying,
friend.
I'm just saying,
always
he got busted. He done got busted again. Acting retarded as hell.
All he did was rub on that girl butt. You act like you ain't never rubbed on no girl butt before.
You married, you keep your goddamn hands to yourself. You already been out here in these streets with damn tiny and then got busted. So why the hell would give you the damn right?
Raise my hand and the rest of the time to rub
somebody else's ass. Like, what the fuck?
You don't know. He might have been checking her booty to see if it was right enough to be taking her home too, tiny. You don't know that situation.
Is this the part of the show where you take up for the light-skinned people because you light-skinned?
All right, I'm going to take up for him, too, though. Wait,
right,
but I ain't light-skinned.
You agree, right?
The only thing I got light on me is the bottom of my feet and the palms of my hands. So that being said, how you know, one, know what I'm saying? I'm sure that him and Tiny have been in strip clubs before. So I could rub on a bitch ass, not around you, but around you. Know what I'm saying? Around you, but not around you. I can't. That seems kind of crazy. And two, how you know that that's not part of their relationship? We say, okay, you can rub a bitch ass every now and again.
See? Thank you. Thank you, Ron.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. We may not be the only
if
two twisted ass people in the world.
Why the hell did both of them get mad the last time both of them were doing dirt?
Well, because she was fucking a person that had more money than Floyd Mayweather. You know what I'm saying?
But that's a part of their relationship, so they can fuck whoever they want to, right?
Fucking and rubbing the ass is two different things. Rubbing on the ass is fucking two different things.
That's what I'm saying. They both of them motherfuckers, they ain't a part of their damn relationship. That nigga was retarded. He shouldn't have did it.
So you telling me if you married, you ain't gonna never rub another woman's ass? That's you telling me, Dre?
If I'm married, no. I'm not getting out there in them tabloid streets. You see what they doing to these black men out here in these streets with these women? What's old boy's name? The football player just got busted. Grabbing a crotch, James Winston.
Hell
no. Yeah,
that shit happened in 2016. That shit happened almost 3 years ago.
And they went back and they got his ass. And the NFL talking about trying to suspend it for 3 games. That's bullshit.
So?
It's bullshit. That's bullshit. That's why I was like, nah, these motherfuckers ain't playing no games.
Try to understand how you compare yourself with these famous ass people. He was not going to be nobody's tabloid.
Whatever.
He was not
going to
be anybody's star.
The celebrities can get away with this shit. I'm a regular ass black man. If I do this shit to another damn female and I'm married, what the fuck do you think she's going to do? She'll be that motherfucker damn packing her bags to Mary J. Blige, not going to cry, not going to shed no tears. You're going to walk out the damn door. Ain't going to be no damn baby. I'm sorry.
How you know the kind of woman you married to won't be like, yeah, you know what?
Just
don't do it again.
Because I ain't married no player like Jay on the other end of this phone.
He's a nutcase because he would marry a nutcase. That's why.
No, I wouldn't.
Because he knows. That's why he attracted to nutcases.
Nah, I know how to act. I'm in a relationship. Fuck that.
What
is
your life? What if your wife like a fat ass too?
Well, I can't find nobody like best friend. I'm doomed.
You ain't look hard enough.
There's others out there who exist. They exist. I'm not the only unicorn walking around these streets.
Man, shit. You know, the unicorn in North Carolina, they act like that. All these other they say they don't care. That's what they bait you in. Oh, I don't care if you do this. I don't care if you do that. Then just like goddamn SpongeBob, 2 days later, here you go, arguing. And then you can't go back and be like, well,
so
you just said, you just said that I can do it.
We so far off topic. This is not what the topic was.
I ain't gonna lie. So, there is a lot of people, males and females, who be like, oh, A, B, and C don't bother me. And then once you do A,
yeah.
B, or C, they be like, wait, you can't do that. That shit, that shit hurt my feelings.
Exactly.
And see, you know what? You know what? Sometimes I'm probably, like Dre says all the time, I'm the dude in a whole lot of situations. I'm not really here to care about your feelings.
Exactly, because again, you were talking about this inbox thing. You post a picture with you and some dude, and post. I tell you what, post a picture with you kissing a dude. See what the hell happened in your inbox. If you don't have 45 fucking messages, my name ain't what it is.
I don't know who would jump in my inbox.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They play that role like, yeah, well, I'm cool with it. I'm fine with post a picture with you kissing a nigga. See what the fuck happens.
What kind of kiss we talking about?
Tongue, peck, any kind. They're going to be mad. And they ain't going to say they ain't.
I don't know if they would
you
get mad or not.
I'm going to tell you how you, I'll tell you how you know if they're mad or not. If you post a picture and your inbox ain't jumping, and then you call them, they don't answer. You call them about two or three times, they don't answer. They mad.
All right, let me ask you this then. She kissed him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was a goodbye kiss, right? Versus she kissed him, and they got texts going back and forth talking about, oh, I wish I had been with you when you were single, and I could do this for a man, I could do that for a man. Is there any difference in those two things?
Shit, that right there, boy, that's a whole other damn, a whole other topic. Cause I'd like to.
Okay.
I tell you what. See, I'm single as shit, right? So we went to a day party, and my homegirl, she always take pictures with us. She the queen of the selfie. That's what we call her. She posted a picture of her kissing me on the jaw, and she tagged me in it. I had 15 messages the next day. Oh, that's what we doing. Blah 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 blah. Like they were like straight going off. You know what I'm saying? And it was more.
But these are not even exes. Those are just random chicks on Facebook. I'm talking like these exes who like I'm looking like a whole ass meal entree. I'm looking like an appetizer, entree, dessert, that margarita. Like I'm out here in these streets giving straight life. Booty looking juicy, all that. And next thing you know, you get that quiet ass message talking about something. Hey, how you been? I've been good. Don't you see me out here living my fabulous ass, shiny
okay,
ass
I'm back.
What? Did you put up a hold on shit? What the fuck?
Yeah, I had to put you on hold because this damn white dude just walked up on me and asked me if I have any hold. He asked me for crack while I'm on the show.
I'm done.
Yo, where the fuck do you live at, Dre? They ask you
man,
for
I'm
every rug under the
man,
sun.
Man, I'm sitting in my backyard, minding my business, right? The dude that lived next door to me, man, he done moved over this motherfucker for like 2 months ago, and he done started down having these damn dudes in his crib and shit, man. And every time they see somebody out in the back or in the front, they swear up and down that you that dude, and you got. Dope or whatever, man. It's just fucking ridiculous, man.
Dre live in the hood, and he tried to say he don't.
Yo, what kind of hood do you live in when the backyard is an open-air drug market? This ain't the gas station. This ain't the corner store. This is the backyard.
The playground, man. I'm at the playground.
It is the playground. You know,
damn.
That's what he is. He's at the playground. So
in my neighborhood be quiet all night long.
That's because they be smoking that hard.
Yo, let's get back to it. So,
but
okay.
Anyway, yeah,
so
about that picture though.
So, you know, I had like this is a guy that I dated like 10 years ago, like legit 10 years. I believe it. You jumped in my inbox. He jumped in my inbox. He's like, hey, how you been? Good. How are you? How's them babies? Because guess what? Them babies don't belong to me. How are them babies? They remind me of the bullshit.
But why that got to be the first question you ask?
Because I'm asking you about your family. How you doing? How them babies?
All right. Unfortunately, let's just say, unfortunately, his babies passed away. Or he got, you know what I'm saying?
I would have known.
So then you know how the fuck they are. What you asking sarcastic questions for?
Because I have to remind you that you got them baby mamas, and one of them looks
you
like
ain't got
she don't
to remind. You ain't never got to remind a man he got baby mamas. Trust me, he know.
Exactly. He know.
Trust me, he know.
But, you know, he was like, hey, I'm coming to the city. I just wanted to see how you were. You still single? I want to see you. Okay. All right.
He ain't said nothing about his children. He ain't said, yeah, me and the children going to motherfucking Six Flags. Why don't you come and bring your daughter? He ain't say that shit. He said, how you and your juicy ass doing?
But you didn't like my juicy ass when you had it.
He did like it. He just liked it more. He just liked it more that it's a little more pronounced that you lost weight.
And that's the reason why we broke up. Because, oh, I'm so concerned about your weight. But you talk to a chick who looks like she on methamphetamine.
Oh,
you need
Lord
to be worried about her health. Like,
oh,
but
did she buy
hey.
Did she buy her meth from the back of Dre's playground?
But I can do that, and it's like it's crazy. Okay, so we got some. Okay, so I posted the question on our Facebook, I posted the question on our Instagram, and we got some answers. So,
what we got?
I'm gonna check them out. So, as I go over to our Instagram, and make sure those of you who are listening to us, please go follow the code on Instagram. It's the_code_show. We have Miss Tamar, and she is just hilariously funny. She says, there is only one of my exes I'd entertain. If it's him and he's completely unattached, we are chatting. The rest of them can suck a diseased peen. And she did not say peen. She did say dick. But so we just wanted to clean it up just a little bit. But we're going to still tell you what the words were.
Great, great. How can you go clean it up and then say the word that you were trying to clean up?
Exactly. How the hell we cleaning up shit on this show? Much better than we fucking do. Are you serious? And that was who, lady, who?
That's just Tamar, and if you want to follow her on the Instagram. She also had a chuckle with the Queen of Vacations. The Queen of Vacations says that leave that shit on read and hit them with the block. Terrell the same says leave it alone. The relationship ended for a reason. Unless someone needed closure, then you give or seek that closure. You or your ex.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Did somebody really named the Queen of Vacation?
That's her Instagram name, the Queen of Vacation.
Oh God.
So let me ask you this. Let me ask you before you continue with the rest of the comments we got. So people don't leave relationships on good terms?
Sometimes people don't.
Sometimes people don't. Well, I ain't going to say sometimes they don't. I'm going to say majority of the time they don't.
I left most of my relationships on good terms. That's because you're so brother Ron like. That's because... Yeah, you brother Ron. That's why.
I mean, except for that crazy heifer that I inseminated.
I only left one on good terms. I mean, we still cool to this day, but I mean, they will.
But he still talked to them, though. They didn't leave on good terms. He still talked to them, though. Don't act like you don't. Don't act like
I mean, I said I speak to them. If they speak to me, I speak. I don't be in my inbox like that. They be texting me. I don't entertain this shit.
All right, so Dre, how long have you had your phone number?
This one right here since 2009.
All right, so about 9-10 years. So, I mean, anybody who you messed with before that shouldn't have your phone number.
No, they got the old one.
All right, so they got the old phone number. So that means anybody in the last 9, 10 years, they have the ability to text you. How many of them have text you in the last? Now, I'm not talking about social media. I'm talking about directly reach out to you.
Let's see. One. Four. No, five. I
get
five, yeah.
Nigga, you got them digmatized.
Yeah, I get random text messages all the time. Like, I get them random Facebook times to the Facebook time. Yeah, that shit crazy.
Wow, you a bad man.
You know what?
He ain't no bad.
Yeah, I got a FaceTime the other day. Like, I was asleep, and then I'm gonna
change his name from Andre Ziegler to Andre Diggler.
So I was asleep, right?
Dear Lord.
And I just grabbed the phone when I heard it ring, and I just looked at it. I was like, hello. And I looked, and I seen the person I was talking to. I was like, God damn.
You got to look before you press answer.
Man, I was halfway asleep, man, when I answered the damn phone. Because it was like 12 o'clock. I'm thinking that it could be anybody. I'm thinking that it might be best friend, want to go to lunch or whatever. I just,
hey,
when I hit the button. And then it said FaceTime. Then when I hit the button and it says FaceTime, I was like, what the fuck? And I looked, I was like, damn.
Accepting random calls when keeping it real goes wrong.
And then I'm going to tell you the ones that really get on my nerves in my DMs. The ones that you tried to talk to and went out on a couple of dates with. But they act like they couldn't damn date you and shit, and they beat around the bush, but then you see them out in public with these ugly-ass dudes, these tall-ass dudes, like they just looking a mess and shit. But then they inbox you and be like, how's your day? Or they text you like, hey, how you doing? I was thinking about you. How you thinking about me? You walking around with this nigga, you know what I'm saying, looking stupid as hell, and I tried to holler at you, but you sitting there, every other post, you mad because he ain't treating you right. But I was the one that was sitting there treating you right and tried to holler at you. But yet and still, you found some kind of flaw in me, so you wouldn't date me. Like, I had a chick tell me I was too nice.
But the fact that you said these tall-ass dudes made me think you got a little Napoleon complex going on.
No, I'm just saying, like, she said this
he ain't no bigger than the firefly.
She said...
I'm saying, Amar, you caught that? He said these ugly dudes. He ain't say these broke-ass dudes. He said these tall-ass dudes.
I mean, tall-ass dudes. Like, this nigga's cornrows stopping the top of his head. He got the genuine cornrows. Like, for real.
Oh, goddamn.
Exactly. So this is the thing that pisses me off about it. When I go out with somebody or whatever, I'm the type of person, I'm like a female. I'm going to grill you. I'm going to ask you all types of questions. I want to know your favorite color. I want to know what the fuck you need. I want to know everything.
What's your favorite color?
I want to know what I'm getting into. You know what I'm saying? So I specifically asked her, was she seeing anybody else besides me? Or she talking to anybody else? Yeah.
That's like Atlantic League.
Like the ocean. I'm like, and so I asked her, right, and I'm like, so I said, so are you dating anybody, talking to anybody, texting anybody, you know what I'm saying? Like on the phone, got somebody that's interested. She told me no. Okay, the reason I asked that question is because I don't want her getting mad when she asked me if I'm talking to somebody else. And I'm like, yeah, the contract is still out there. Because I'm not giving you the job until I know that you for sure to ready to ride this damn train. So,
but do it really matter if she's dating anybody else?
No, it really don't. Yeah. But the thing is, fast forward later, after that shit happened, I fucked around and damn, I seen her out. And so I was like, yo, what's good? And then she was like, hey, she blew me off. And then she kept pushing. So I'm like, okay, so she just gonna hit me with the hey, and then keep it pushing. But then you're not going to fucking talk to me, like, you know what I'm saying, like, in public, because you with this dude, like, I just spoke. So right after I did this shit, right, I get home, I got three different messages. I got two messages on Instagram, and I got, like, one on damn on Facebook. And it was, like, the same shit. Oh, I know you probably mad because you seen me out with this motherfucker, but it ain't like that with me and him. And I'm like, okay, if it's not like that with you in here, why the fuck are you, first of all, why are you telling me this shit? Like, come on. I know the damn game, man. You can't run around circles, man. That shit's stupid. And then after I cut her off and I started talking to her, I posted my little selfie the other day. Here we go on the Insta, on the Insta to the gram. Hey, big head, really? You gonna hit me with the hey, big head?
It sounds like you got some, you know what I'm saying, some women over there, man, that's a little touched.
I mean, what did I say before, Ron? What did I say?
Exactly. See, that's the thing. Even when I try to talk to them, they try to be their man. They don't want to do it. But once I start posting my selfies or posting pictures with me and random chicks, I'm getting cussed out. Like, I like, you know, like we was in a relationship. I don't get it.
Because you deal with nutcases.
Dre, you know a line that would help you a whole lot, possibly? I'm just going to make a suggestion. The next time when I say something, you'd be like, listen, stop all this back and forth, this childish shit. Come over here and get this dick.
I knew that's what the shit that dummy was going to say.
When that picture got on Facebook, when I seen it and she tagged me in it and she was kissing me on the jaw, I was like, okay, that's a cute picture. Man, I looked at that damn, my damn messages. I was like, what the what? And then I couldn't even respond to them all. Because the notion when I opened up the messages, that's when my phone fucked up and it blinked off.
These heifers done blew up your phone.
Exactly.
Literally.
I shit you not. Girl, I had so many messages. Oh, it's like that. Oh, that's who you with now? Oh. I mean, it was like, and these are chicks like, come on. I tried to holler at, but they didn't give me the time of day. You know what I'm saying? I know three of them was the ones that left me on red, yo. Like, they, you know what I'm saying? I inboxed them, you know what I'm saying? Trying to damn holler at them, whatever. Left me on red. But then, just when the pictures damn popped up, here I am getting cussed out. Oh, I knew you wasn't about shit.
Bitch, how you know I wasn't about shit? You didn't open the message.
No question.
Wow. Well, exactly. I don't know. If I don't want to talk to you, I don't want to talk to you. Like, that's just me. Like, there's a guy who went through, like, all my pictures and liked them and then jumped dead in my inbox after just me adding him as a friend. Sir, jump your ass out of here. Like, get out.
I did that one time, but I did it trying to be funny because this is just the thing. She made a post, and she was like, I can't stand a nigga to like all my pictures. And then go jump in my inbox. So I like every last one of her damn pictures, and I jumped in up in her inbox. I was like, "What's good?" LOL. But she inboxed me back. She said, "I hate your ass." I was like, okay.
All right. So if you like a woman's pictures, does that mean you fucking her?
See, that's the whole thing. A lot of these chicks these days, man, they think just because you like, especially that little heart thing to pop up on Facebook, that motherfucker got motherfucking in so much trouble. But if you put a heart beside the damn picture, or you know what I'm saying, any kind of damn, I hate Facebook be telling, snitching on you. Like, Andre like this picture. And that's the first thing they say, oh, I think you like that bitch. Cause you always liking all her pictures. No, she take good fucking pictures.
I was with this one young lady, and she went on like she was looking at things that I've liked recently, my past, you know what I'm saying? You know, you can see the history of what you've liked and shit like that. And it was a girl I went to college with, and she started a business making cakes. She's a baker. And she also was a model. So I'd go on her cake page, you know what I'm saying? And I'd like her shit, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, bigger up some. And then I seen some of her modeling pictures, so I like those. So the chick come to me, she say, who's Vanity? I'm like, huh? Oh, I see you like her pictures. She got her ass all out. You like pictures like that? I was taken aback. I was like, what the fuck kind of crazy shit am I fucking? You know what I'm saying? This is crazy. So we got into a little, you know what I'm saying, back and forth. And I'm saying to myself, listen, the fact that this female 15 years ago, me and her had something, but now we're still friends and we're friendly. And then from time to time, we'll, you know what I'm saying, comment or like something or whatever. That don't mean that I'm up in her drawers. That just means that I'm supporting whatever movement she has because we were friends and we are friends. got nothing to do with me fucking this woman. And the fact that you, know what I'm saying, are saying that lets me know how insecure you are. You know what I mean? That says more about you than it does about me. And you know, not too much long after that, we had to part ways. So, you know, that is what that is.
Sometimes it needs to happen like that. Okay, so we got some more comments from the Instagram.
Yeah.
Okay, so Miss Danny Baby says, leave that shit where it is. We have not a damn thing to talk about. Miss Miranda, who is a friend of the show, says, leave them hoes alone. Miss, where is it at? I just saw you. Miss Broker Melanie, she is a real estate agent out of Atlanta. She says, I don't know about a second chance, but I let bro shoot his shot just for his ego. That's some shit I do. I'm just going to admit.
Well, how you going to have somebody shoot their shot for their ego and you block the shot? That's fucking up his ego. They ain't holding it.
Shaquille O'Neal. Shakira O'Neal, what the hell?
No, I mean, that's like saying, all right, go ahead, shoot, bomb, you blocked that shit. Yeah, oh, yeah, that was
exactly.
Nice. The phone was
good.
Shakira
O'Neal, she tripping. Shakira O'Neal tripping. She got her guy now.
Yeah, I'm with her on that just a little bit.
That's fucking with your ego. That's not his.
What was okay, so let's see. We're going to the Facebook page now. There's a lot of comments
on the show and then disappear. That's what I want to know.
I don't know what she's doing. She on the line. I don't know what she's doing.
She's sucking dick.
You stupid.
Oh man.
Did you have to say,
she unmuted?
She's sucking dick and you not.
Right. If she unmuted something, that'd get us some more listeners. She needs to, know what I'm saying, take one for the team.
Oh, man.
Drake tell a joke,
man.
And she suck a dick. That should get us all the kind of listeners.
Jesus Christ. The comments from the Facebook page. Say, I had about 8 comments from there. Dwight, who likes to listen to us all the way over in Germany, who is stationed over there, he said, I'll entertain it enough to see how they're doing in life. One particular was suicidal at one point. I wish them well, and that'll be the end of it. Literally, taking my life backwards for that to go any further. Helen says, I'm cordial, depending on which one it is. They clearly know they have no place further in my life to have a conversation. Travis Duncan says, well, it depends, but I don't know what it depends on. Laquan says, after 3 years, they don't count no more. Our friend of the show, Corey, says, I'm cool
with
him.
Hold on. Before you get to Corey, what does that mean, they don't count no more? Means that he don't. What does it mean to you?
I guess after 3 years, they really don't count no more. Like, well, that's not really my ex. He ain't really no baddie. I guess.
I don't even know it. It's been three, four, six, 12 years. I mean, does that mean that they're not an ex, so I can revisit it, or they not a, no, say 3 years has passed, they, huh?
I don't know what she meant by that. She put that
11 hours ago.
No, I'm
saying to you. Does that,
like, I don't think it doesn't count. Like, them dudes still count. Like, that was my ex at one point. That's exactly who he was, is and was. That's what he is. I'm not counting that nigga out.
You stupid.
Yeah.
So that nigga still got life.
Like, he's still walking around here on his own. That's still my ex. Point blank, period. Now, he may not get the same responses that he used to get.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He might not get them good little pictures no more. He don't get the same treatment, but he still exists.
See, that's why I fuck with you, Amani.
And you ain't about to get the A1 good shit. Really, just because you jump your ass in that inbox? How about you jump your ass out?
And all right, so you that
ones, like they know, jump to it.
This nigga said to jump to it.
God, I can't stand you. Why are we saying the same shit at the same time? Can't talk to you.
Exactly. Come on. Hit y'all with that Aretha.
Jump to it.
The Aretha.
Anyway, Corey says. Corey
did you say Aretha
says,
or Urethra? Urethra.
Aretha Franklin. Aretha Franklin.
Oh.
Don't bring your little black ass over here. Get on.
We
at
Corey.
Okay, Corey says, I'm cool with him. Still love him to death. I'll chop it
up. Whoa. Stop. Pause. Corey is a man or a female?
Corey. You know Corey. She comes on the show every now and again.
Okay. Usually when I hear Corey, I think of a dude, and you say he. I say, whoa, this ain't that kind of show.
Everybody can love whoever they want to love on this show, sir. Love is
You're
love.
Absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Cameron says, depends on their current situation. Everyone we once dated wasn't bad, just wasn't the right time.
Nah, fuck that. No, new. Everyone wasn't bad, but some of them motherfuckers was bad. So they were just not good at all. It was a rotten motherfucker. Bottom line. I can name five off the top of my head. Just rotten as hell. I can name five off the top of my head that wasn't worth a fuck. And they still ain't worth a shit because they single and they looking a mess and walking around this motherfucker looking like damn things now. Damn skip. Haymaker.
Oh, he shot it out.
Oh, dang. Oh, God.
That's why I fuck with Drake. That's why
I fuck with
Drake. Say her last name too, Drake. Right. Fucking Mika what? Mika Johnson?
Cummings. Mika Cummings.
Nigga, oh, with a last name like Cummings, you need to fuck with her again.
No, Chief.
Seven
years of wasted damn my damn life. That she was.
He shot out her whole government.
Yeah, he did. And I ain't even got no sound effects to beat that shit out.
You wanted no sound effects?
The beep one, you know,
the one
where you can
kind
of beep it
up. Okay, well, Shamor can't never get them beeps right, so you know you may not need to get them right neither.
I don't know. I might be a little bit better.
That's why I said I disagree with that because I know, some rotten motherfuckers that was in a relationship.
I never read Thomas.
I know some dudes that was very fucked up in a relationship, and they know it, but they won't admit it. But they know they were fucked up.
Okay, so Thomas, I'm going to have to go back because I don't know what Thomas has actually said because Thomas was in a really messed up situation before. If you couldn't speak to me towards the end of the relationship, why speak to me now? Wow.
Exactly.
Because they are a better person now.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, we break up.
Sometimes
we
were in fucked up positions. We ain't know some shit, you know what I'm saying? We couldn't face some shit, and now we can face it so we can talk a little better. We're more at ease with the person we are sometimes. You know, you're different people. You ain't the same person you were 15 years ago.
Not me. Mm-mm. You go eye-rolling me, and every time I come around, you sucking your goddamn teeth. I'm walking, I ain't talking to you anymore. Get the fuck on. Keep on walking. You goddamn right. I am not talking to you. Hell no. You can sit there and look at me across the room and mug me to the goddamn cow jump over the moon. I'm still not speaking to you. And you best not cross that threshold. I swear to God, I got a cousin. She loves to fight. She beat bitches up. I pay her money to beat your ass.
Golly. Jesus Christ.
Shit, I'm gonna give my cousin $20 and a dime bag to fuck you up.
And she will do it. She'll beat the damn shit out of her. She fight like a dude. She fights straight like a damn dude. Ain't no damn hair pulling. Ain't no damn shirt pulling. None of that shit. One hit a quitter.
God damn it.
Yeah, I can. That's the shit I don't like. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you see me out, and you see me not paying you no attention, but you sitting there staring at me. I can look at you. You know how you can feel somebody looking at you and shit, and then when you look at that person and they want to roll their damn eyes and shit, I hope your eyeballs get stuck.
Yeah, Lord.
That's when you hit them with the line, stop looking at me and come over here and get this dick.
Nah. Because once you fuck them motherfuckers, the ones that damn be making all that noise and trying to be funny and shit, they hard to get rid of again, man. Nah.
Not if you let them know from the jump what it is. Listen, the way you walk into a relationship is the way you walk out of one. You know what I mean?
Thing.
So
they don't
you let
believe
them know,
in that shit no more, man. They don't believe in that shit.
I don't know. I ain't fucking with these young girls. I can't call it.
I don't know. Sometimes mine just don't go away. Like, it's not that I want them to go away. Sometimes just don't go away.
Is that what it is, Amar? You got them herpes relationships. They always come back from time to time. They flare up.
You so dumb. Why you gotta say that word? Oh God. No, I just know. They like to come back to me. I don't know why. I don't know why. I really don't.
Cause you got that good.
I got some all right.
Girl, you see how she laughs? You see how she laughs? She's like, I don't even believe this shit. I'm fronting right now.
What? I got that all right. You know, my sugar bowl is okay. I keep it okay.
Did she say her sugar bowl? Did she say her diabetes cup is all right?
Sugar bowl.
Done with you. You got granulated sugar or you got sugar cubes in that bowl?
I got different types of sugar.
I'm sure you do. Got that brown sugar. I want some of that brown sugar.
Be like some old people. Lord, I think she got the sugars.
She got the beaties.
Not beaties. She got the beaties. But, like, I mean, I don't know why they come back to me. I don't know.
Why are you lying? You know why they come back.
For one reason they come back because they like their shit. You know what I'm saying? Like they like the way you carry yourself, and they like the way you ain't got no fucking filter. That's one. Whatever you did to them, I guarantee you the other bitch ain't doing it. Nah,
that's it right
there. It's just like the situation I'm going with now. Like I'm getting these strange text messages talking about, I sure do miss your lips. I sure do miss your hands. Whatever, you blew that. You fucked it up. No.
Great. You say these strange text messages. What the fuck
you
mean strange
fuck
text messages?
Exactly.
You know who they from,
nigga. I delete the number. See, if I delete your number from certain motherfuckers, if I delete your number and shit, it's really fucking over. Like, I be getting their text messages like, who the fuck is this?
All right, so you know what you do? You say, listen, I got a new phone. I lost my contacts. Who is this?
Yeah, that's what I do.
Nah,
when
that's cool.
And then when they see me who it is, they send me a picture and tell me who it is. I'll be like, okay, I won't respond. They'll be sitting there anticipating that bubble to pop up in their text message. Oh, I got the bubble. And that motherfucker will fade away. You ain't getting nothing. They'll be in your inbox. You know what I'm saying? Y'all done went out a couple times. Well, y'all done kicked it a couple times. Y'all ain't necessarily went out. But y'all done kicked it or whatever. And you ain't did nothing but kiss. But she in your inbox constantly talking shit and swearing up and down you doing this, that, and the third. Or just being a smart ass all the damn time. But then they get mad because you don't want to be in a relationship with them. Don't nobody want to be in a relationship with nobody like that, man. You cannot be in a relationship with somebody
curious.
Being.
I'm just curious. Is you in the eighth grade, nigga? Who the fuck is you just kissing?
This is the thing.
If we kiss,
that's it.
But when we kiss,
exactly. Because I know what it is like. Because if we goes all the way and we get down, you already acting crazy over a kiss. So I can imagine what the fuck will happen
if
I fuck around and get the licking on that motherfucker, and then come off the top rope with a super.
Shut up, talking, Ron. Shut up.
No, I'm dead serious. If we kissing, we fucking. Listen, my mouth is cleaner than my dick. Ain't no way we kissing, but we ain't fucking.
I can't do it, man. I got to take it slow, bro. I got to take it slow because these motherfuckers.
This dude sitting over there having heavy petting sessions and shit. No, it ain't a heavy pet session. You know what I'm saying? It's just like a regular kiss and that's it. You know what I'm saying? Like, no. I can't do it, man. I'm not doing this shit no more.
This nigga having blue balls every time he leaves a motherfucker.
Every time I kick it with somebody, every time we sit there, we get together or whatever, the first night, we second night, you know what I'm saying, we messing around or whatever. But if we fuck this second night or the third night, the motherfuckers turn into damn psychos. I'm sick of that shit.
Well, just fuck them the first night and get it over with.
And it's crazy that chicks, that people don't think that shit. Chicks hit niggas with it.
I'm saying every day, yo.
And then you sit there and be like, well, look, you know what I'm saying? We about to do this. It don't mean we go together, you know what I'm saying? We just doing it.
That's exactly. Get your ass up out of my fucking shirt with that bullshit.
Exactly. That's my whole thing. Like, he messed around and he done did something with this chick, and you know, knocked the damn uterus upside down and rearranged that fucking thing and shit. Here we go, 2 days later. So what are we?
Bitch, what?
We are humans. The fuck are you?
We are people.
Exactly.
We are people.
Ordinary people.
What the fuck do you mean, what are we? We are talking. What the fuck do you mean, what are we? That's a crazy-ass question to ask.
Exactly.
What are we doing?
That's what I'm saying. And then they don't understand that for shit, yo. Like, this shit is fucking wild as fuck, man.
So you know what you do? Throw for a loop. When you giving her that dick, right? You be like, yeah, you like that, right? Yeah, you like that, right? We just friends, right? Say we just fucking friends.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, Ron, I got one for you, Ron. And best friend knows this shit. Best friend.
Hey, Mom,
knows
that'll work, right? That'll work,
about.
Right, Mom?
Well, listen, Ron, I got one for you. This Ron, and best friend know who this is. All right, so one night, we went to this party, right?
And, you said Mika come in, man. Say her name, too.
No, I'm not doing nothing. I'm not doing it. I know how she get down. She's from Brooklyn, too. Check it out.
She stabbed you.
yeah, she's from Brooklyn, so I know how she get down. Check it out. She said the whole time, like, me and best friend was drunk as shit. And she kept trying to pull me to close to her. She was like, let me hold you up. Because she thought I was so drunk that I was damn falling all over the place. But I really wasn't. I was having a damn ball.
Wait, hold on. Stop. I'm sorry. I hate to cut off your story. You said she thought I was drunk, but I was falling over the place. Nigga, you was drunk.
No. She thought I was falling all over the place, but I wasn't. The thing was, we were just dancing, acting crazy and shit, and just running around. And she thought that I was damn tipsy or whatever, but I wasn't. I mean, we were fucked up, but we wasn't. That damn fucked up, but we couldn't damn focus. So me and her wind up doing something, right? And I told best friend, I was like,
what
yo, you can't believe this shit.
That's that unclear talk. We ended up doing something. Did y'all?
Yeah, we ended up doing something because this is what's wrong. She kept coming over here, right? And she was like, I want to come see you. I was like, all right, cool. So about the fourth time she came over here or whatever, we kicking it and shit, and she had some tequila, so we sitting there taking shots of that shit. So shit got happening and shit, she's going to look at me, and she's going to say, let's watch a movie. I was like, all right, pick a DVD. I got my DVDs right there. She's like, I know you got porn. So we're not turning down a female to want to watch porn. You know what I'm saying? So we sitting there watching the damn movie or whatever. We get into it. So we sitting there, me and her, we getting it in. Mind you, I'm going to work. This heifer was throwing it back, and she was like, make me take it, make me take it. So I'm just going in, right? No sooner, I'm like, bro, I'm getting ready to bust. She jumps off of me and says, tell me you love me. And this was the first time we did something wrong, and I'm not making this shit up, yo.
So let me get this straight. So she can go to the extreme and be like, tell me you love me, but you can't go to the other extreme and be like, tell me we just friends.
Exactly, but you didn't listen to what I said.
I'm about to bust.
She jumps. She falls on the bed and turns around and looks at me. She wouldn't let me get my nuts. So
you got
me.
Hands?
I snatched the rubber off and went to work and got it all over. And then she was like,
all
you didn't tell me
her.
I love you. She said, you didn't tell me you love me. I was like, oh, well.
There you go. You handled it properly. Tell me you love me.
She showed me and then she would do... And she would do that shit it, like the third time we did something, she did the same shit. She was sitting there giving me mud on. She stopped. She was like, tell me you love me.
All right. Raising my hand. So she did this to you once and you fucked her again.
Once. Yeah. So she, I ain't no fun. She got some good shit, bro. She got some fire down there.
Come on. This nigga sound crazy. Is it me or do this nigga sound crazy?
I'm just saying, yo.
When I first heard that shit, I was like, are you still fucking this bitch? What's wrong with you?
I had to go back for a second.
We're gonna get to the third time in a little bit.
The third time she messed around, and somehow the dude I rode to the party with, he left my ass, and I was about to walk. We walked back to the crib and shit. She gave me a ride.
She came to give her some big dick.
Yeah. She came. The crazy part was she was like, I'll give you a ride home. I'm like, all right. So we pulled up. She's like, I gotta use the bathroom. I was like, all right, go ahead. She goes to the bathroom and shit. It was just like the chicks be saying when you go to Netflix and chill, and all of a sudden they come out, the dude come out naked. That's what it was. We sitting there. We get in the house. I cut the damn TV on. I sit down on the couch. She come out the bathroom butt naked. The moral of this story is, if I tell you I didn't hit it, why don't you call me all types of punks? You know, naked bitch going out of your house, blah, 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 blah. I did hit it.
And she said, tell me you love me after jumping off your dick that's pulsating about to pop, and you fuck her again, I'm going to say you're crazy. If she do that after the third time, I'm going to be like, no, you should have threw her out. You're bad shit because you fucked her. You know what I'm saying? And then your ass wasn't even smart enough to realize to get your nut off quick before she fucking pulled this shit again. You should have been got your nut off, nigga. The fuck you trying to be marathon man for? You know you got fucking psychotic pussy right there in your bed with you, on your couch, on your floor, wherever the fuck y'all was fucking. I don't know. But all I know is, nigga, you played that role. Yeah, that's an E6. That's an E6. The shortstop made an error. I don't know what the fuck you doing, nigga.
Oh, God. I did that. That damn wrong. I swear for my life. He's dumb. Oh, God. But, yeah, he kept going back. That's his fault. Any time that you keep going back to some stuff, that's your own fault.
Listen, going back
once. You can't
blame
nobody but yourself.
I get going back once. I may even get going back. Listen, to crazy pussy, though, you don't go back. To good pussy, you go back to. But crazy pussy, nigga, you got to excommunicate yourself from that.
That's the whole thing. That's what I'm telling you. This motherfucker was good as shit, but she was nuts.
Right. So crazy trumps good. You know how you playing spades and somebody thought the king of diamonds and you thought the ace of diamonds? You know what I'm saying? The ace of diamonds always win. You know what I'm saying? Crazy is that ace of diamonds. Matter of fact, crazy is the big joker, nigga. All right? Remember that shit from now on, going forth. Crazy is the big joker. I don't give a fuck if you thought an ace. I don't give a pussy good, nigga. A pussy good is just an ace. The big joker is crazy. Just remember that going forth.
You a fool.
I'm just saying. You fucking around with crazy bitches. Talk about tell me you love me.
Could you
tell me I love
you? We need to hear some Taylor stories. Could you tell her to take the dick out of her mouth and call in?
Get him, Marge. Tell her.
Yeah, text her and say, Dre said, take the dick out your mouth and talk. We need some
No, she got the phone on the speaker. She can hear. Marge, tell her.
Wait a minute. I got my phone dropped. Y'all shut up. What y'all talking about? My phone dropped.
She on speakerphone. She got the shit on speaker and mute.
What am I doing? Stop doing it. It's okay.
Take your dick out your mouth and say, tell me you love me.
Exactly. Got Medusa sitting there. She probably drooling down the damn river. Got slob hanging out of her mouth.
She's sleeping hard than a motherfucker. It ain't but 4:30 in the afternoon in Arizona. It's the sun still out in Arizona. What the fuck you doing sleeping?
Slob all on the side of that y'all.
Y'all stupid. But Taylor did say something. She said something, and then she went back to whatever she was doing. I heard
in the beginning of the show, she said something. She's like, oh, I got to go, fellas.
Yeah, she over there slurping and burping.
Slurping and burping. Like a ball through a garbage hose.
Oh, my God. I can't die with y'all.
Slurping and burping.
I want y'all to know I'm done this show sober. I have not had a stitch of alcohol this evening because I'm tired.
I'm drinking red Gatorade, so you ain't the only one.
Well, I'm mad at this motherfucker because I had my drink on the floor and I dropped that shit and now that shit is all over the floor and I'm looking at it.
Damn, that's alcohol abuse. That's alcohol abuse, Slim. That's alcohol abuse. You dropped it.
Listen, I played myself. I'm slipping. I need somebody to fucking just punch me right in my jaw because I fucked up.
Dang, you and Dre need to be punched in your jaw. What'd I do?
No, Dre need a fucking one of the Muay Thai knees to his fucking sternum. Because that nigga is going fucking crazy, batshit crazy. I don't know what the fuck you're doing. Whenever a bitch jump off your dick, say, tell me you love me, you're supposed to be like, that's my mother calling. I got to go right now.
Man. Listen, I ain't never, like, I ain't never mess with no crazy. Like, I think they learned to know,
like, you got to stay in your lane with me. Now, I done messed with crazy before, once or twice. Like,
yeah,
my daughter's mother one time. So, we living in an apartment at the time, right? And she looked on the fire escape, and she seen a condom on the fire escape, right? Now, at the time, we was living on the third floor of a five-floor building. And she looked on the fire escape to see a condom. She was like, you threw that condom out the window. I said, so let me get this straight. I opened up the gate to the fire escape. You know, you got the gates that block your windows. I opened up the gate. I lifted up the window. I tossed the condom on the fire escape where you could see it. Closed the window back. Closed the gate. Locked it back. You didn't hear none of that shit. And it was me. It couldn't have been nobody from the fourth floor or the fifth floor to throw it out their window. It was me. And I didn't throw the shit in the garbage. You know what I'm saying? And who was I fucking that I came home with this condom on my dick that I said, oh, let me get rid of it now? Like, this shit made no fucking sense.
Nasty monkey.
And at that point right there, listen, I played myself. At that point right there, I should have been like, you know what? You're right. I'm going to get a carton of cigarettes. You know what I'm saying? Or a gallon of milk.
And stay going.
Exit stage left. That's what I should have did at that point. But I didn't. So I fucked with crazy before. Don't get it twisted. So, I mean, I feel you to a certain extent, Dre. But I also know that I recognize the crazy. And I made my exit eventually. So, that being said, that tell me you love me shit. And we ain't got no children. We ain't sharing no fucking bills. I don't even know your fucking... Oh, no, Dre do know her favorite color because that's what she asked for. But, I mean, that shit is just crazy.
You stupid.
Yeah. But, like, you know, I sit and I think about it, and I'm like, okay, they just... Because if I was crazy, they probably wouldn't come back to me. And they probably like, if I act like I got good sense, she gonna still give it to me. So I can't act crazy on her. Because if I start acting crazy on her, she don't get rid of me. I think these niggas are smart.
So you saying that they act crazy for Dre, they sent some crazy in him, so that's why they show it? They feel comfortable showing their crazy?
Mm-hmm. What about the ones that try to say you crazy? Because you know they nuts and you stop fucking with them. But they try to make it seem like it's you, but you got text messages and every fucking thing to prove that the little red bone is nuts. But she still try to make it seem like it's you. And you can easily go just upload all the damn the messages and shit and expose.
Oh, so now you fucking with these high yellow crazy bitches.
Oh, okay, I get it. Well, tell you the truth, Ron. She ain't turning crazy till we had sex, yo.
She had so much potential.
Oh, you talking about that crazy thing,
man. Yeah, exactly. So one day, man, we did something, and I mean, I got loose on. We screwed like the whole fucking weekend. Like we stayed in the bed. I just knew she was the one. I took this up to my family reunion.
All right, hold on. Before the family reunion, y'all stayed in bed the whole weekend, right?
Before the family reunion, we stayed in bed the whole weekend. I mean, I'm not making this shit up. Took her to the family reunion because I thought she was the one. I took her and told her, not to just my mama and my daddy. I showed her to their whole entire fucking family. That's the thing you know. Everything coping steady. I'm at work, sweating like a bull, mad as hell, because I'm damn at work. I get a damn, it wasn't even a damn two-page text message, man. I swear to God, this was like a goddamn book. And I ain't even know nobody can text that fucking fast. And I'm just sitting there reading this shit like, what the fuck just happened? And then I couldn't call her best friend because she was at work, and I was at work. This shit fucked me up so bad, we had to go get something to drink after work. And then when I showed Ron, when I showed her best friend said...
Wait, so what did the text message say? What did the book say?
good God, bro. I know one thing she said, she was like, how you gonna tell your spiritual advisor that I said this, that, and the third, yada, 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 and who the hell did you fuck the other night? And they were stinking, so you made them take a bath. And I was like, what the fuck? And the crazy part was, on that part right there, like, we were playing this game in this one group. And me and her were both in the same group. And one of them damn drunks, you had to tell three stories, you got to tell one lie. And the lie was, I met this chick, she came to the crib, and she was thinking, so I let her take a bath so we can fuck or whatever.
So she thought the lie was the truth.
Yeah, and she thought that I was there actually would do that shit. No, you come to my house and you smell like outdoors, you ain't getting no. You ain't getting in my shower. You got to go. You know, no, I'm turning you around at the door. So I was like,
hold on. So now I got a question about your, you know what I'm saying, standards. So if she's working hard and she's sweating, you won't wash the pussy. But if the pussy is certified crazy, you fuck it again, whether it's clean or not.
No. If we in the mix and you sweat, you know what I'm saying? That I ain't got no control over that. But you show up at my door, funky. Come on, man.
But I'm saying she might have been at work working hard. You know what I'm saying? She worked hard for the money. So hard for the money.
No. I know the chicks I'm with, they ain't going to come over here. They ain't not going to come over here like that. Because they too insecure.
Remember that girl you went on that blind date with a couple of years ago? And she was smelling like outdoors.
Oh, God. Yeah, yeah. But see, the thing was, I didn't know she was funky until the damn car pulled off.
Ron, you see why he needs me in his life? You see why
he needs
me?
Yeah, Ron,
because
see, that
he
was
don't need
set up. But the thing was, she thought that I was lying. She thought that I had damn started screwing some other chick in the group, and she thought I was lying. So she sent me this text that I still got the shit in my damn trio phone. If I can find a damn thing to plug it up so I can damn get the text, I'll send it to you. She went in on me, bro. I mean, like, this shit was crazy. And she, all because this one dude told her that I said something about him and her or whatever. But he was mad because he couldn't get no chicks in the group because he was married, and they all knew he was married. And everybody in that group, they ain't gonna front. I was very popular in that group.
And I'm gonna say this. I don't think that was the issue, because being married don't mean you can't get the dick.
Not in that group, because them chicks was not playing that shit. They was not playing that shit at all, and he couldn't get nothing. And he was mad because he wasn't getting no play. And so he told her a bunch of damn lies, and she got mad at me, and she believed him over me.
Right.
And then when she seen me, like, sometimes she'd come to the club here or whatever. When she seen me out, she'd sit there and see me dancing with other chicks or having fun and shit. She'd just sit there and stare at me and roll her eyes all night long.
And what's her name?
That shit crazy.
I've been trying to get him to expose everybody tonight. Fuck
no,
that. Shout everybody out.
He just said it. He just said it.
What was
her
name?
Chanel.
Oh, goddamn. Chanel crazy. So don't fuck with Chanel or Mika.
And the crazy part is, she still to this day tells everybody that it was me. It wasn't me. I got some messages to prove it. I have never a female no damn type of fucking messages like that to them, you know what I'm saying? Accusing them, no, not gonna do it. Especially like we weren't even committing. We hadn't even got to the stage of deal. I was trying to make her my girl. And then that motherfucker went straight left field on my goddamn ass. But the one that I met off of POL, she was like, I'm about to say,
save me, Ron.
Yeah, she was like, she said, I'm about to go get some lunch. You want to go grab some lunch with me? So she was like, you didn't turn me down like three times. Yeah. She was like, you didn't turn me down like three times. I was like, all right, fuck it, I'll go with you. So I pulled up, go in the house. I freshen up, you know what I'm saying? Took a little shower. I'm getting GQ'd and put on my good smelling cologne. I get in the car with her because I asked her if she wanted to drive. She's like, no, I'm going to get you. All right. Get in the car with her. We riding around. She had the AC on. And so I'm like, what the fuck is that smell? I was like, she was smelling so bad. Like, I was like, I know good goddamn well I put deodorant on father. So I'm like, okay, it ain't me. So we get into the restaurant, and it was just like her arms was like straight, boom. And like, she smelled like straight onion. I was like, wow, I cannot believe this shit. Like, she showed up on a lunch date, funky. We get in the car. She wants to damn talk about, I'm going to cut the air off, and I'm going to just cut the roll the windows down. So now we're back in the road.
It was the dead of summer because we was at the pool.
So it's already hot in the car. And then we riding down the damn road with the damn windows down, and this shit, the shit would just tan my damn nose hair up. Then we get to the damn, to the crib. She don't look at me.
Restaurant.
Okay, I'm going to. like the restaurant, I couldn't even tell if it was her or the food because we went to a Japanese restaurant.
Wait, well, that was somebody you knew.
And then we get to the crib. She talk about, but let me give you a hug now, handshake.
You stupid.
But you leaving out good details. Oh my God, you leaving out the good details. So when he got to the Japanese restaurant, right?
At Walmart.
No. Let me tell the rest because you ain't telling this guy the story right. So,
yeah, he mind. Bring it on home, girl. Bring it on home.
They get to the restaurant, right? Why he see his cousin that know the girl or whatever? And so they sitting at the drink machines or whatnot. And his cousin was like, "What's that smell? Is that what is that?"
Yeah.
So he's trying to play it off or whatever. So they finish up at the restaurant, and she say bye because she know the cousin too. So they say bye, whatever. So then this fool goes outside of the restaurant and says, "Hey, wait a minute, I think I see my best friend's truck." So he calls me while I'm sitting at the pool. He's talking about, "Hey, where you at? You over here by such and such?" No, I'm sitting by the pool with my mama and my daughter. What the heck you talking about? Now let me put you on speakerphone because my mama wants to say, "Hey," I said, "he on a blind date with some funky girl or whatever."
Oh my God. So now your mama know he fucking with funky pussy.
Yeah, this shit was crazy, man. Shout out to my cousin Duran, yo, because that's exactly who it was.
So she was like, "I need, while are we over here, I need to go to Walmart." So this fool was like, "Well, okay, I'm going to Walmart with you." So then they walking around Walmart, and you know how some people are, they just loud and just rude all together. So he trying to stay, you know, behind her so he don't look like he with her, right? So some chick it was standing in the line saying, "What is that smell?"
Yeah, man, that shit was crazy. And that shit was wild as hell. And then the chick looked at me, she was looking at me like, "You with that bitch?" Like, I was like, "Damn, man, this shit was so embarrassing."
Cool, yeah.
All right. So Drake, before this date, had y'all had fuck before?
No, we did. We had just met. Like she, we had saying,
"Oh, the blind date." That's right. My bad. Blind date. All right.
Yeah, the blind date. She was a cutie. But man, we had met. You know what I'm saying? We had changed numbers and everything was popping. So she kept asking me to go out on a lunch date with her, and I just kept turning her down. Like, man, I don't know. Man, my dumb ass went that day. I should have stayed my ass at the crib and ate a spam sandwich.
So she was cute, though, right?
Yeah, she was cute, but she smelled hella bad, bro. Like,
she was she down to fuck?
If I'd have told her to come in the house, she probably would have.
All right, so you wouldn't have washed the pussy?
Bro, the way she smelled, that would have been all day scrubbing.
You stupid.
And then she inboxed me on Facebook. She found me on Facebook. It was about a year or two ago. She found me on Facebook. She was like, "Hey, stranger, remember me? Left her home red. I didn't even know."
But yeah, I remember.
But you go back to that chick who wants you to tell her you love her. What? You gotta
listen, all I know is this.
She didn't stink though. She didn't stink. So
listen, I know. I remember when I was living in New York, and it's back when I was living with my moms. So this is a minute ago, and me and my moms, when we lived together, we had a jacuzzi in the house. So there was one young lady in particular. I don't know where she came from, but she was a little pungent. But I knew the pussy was good. So what I did was I said, "Listen, this is what we go do. We gonna go get something to eat from up the block." But while we went up the block to get something to eat, I start filling up the jacuzzi because I know it should take like a half hour to fill up. So I was like, "All right, I'm gonna fill it up. We'll go get something to eat. It's gonna take like 20 minutes. We'll bring it back to the house, and I'm gonna put her ass in this motherfucking tub." So because when she got to the crib, she was feeling a little unsavory. You know what I'm saying? But I was like, you know what? The pussy is good enough for me to invest a little bit of soap and water into it. So I put it in there, and it made it seem like we was doing something good. You know what I'm saying? We put something in the air. We had something to drink. You know what I'm saying? And we was in the tub and in the jacuzzi, and it was all good. She was like, oh, I feel special. I was like, no, you smell funky. I'm just trying to disinfect the pussy before I beat it up. I even use my black soap. I ain't even use, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you got your personal soap and then you got the house soap. I was like, I can't even use the house soap because she may leave a funk on it when somebody's going to wash their hands and then their hands smell like her. I don't want that. So I said, I'm going to take the bullet and I'm going to use my soap. And we're going to wash with my soap. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I put it in there, you know what I'm saying? We doing what we doing. And then when we finished, she was smelling, you know what I'm saying? What's that Irish Spring commercial? She was smelling fucking. Well, what the little
leprechaun was it fresh? Fresh something clean? I don't know.
Right. She needs this stuff. I can't remember right now. Zestfully clean. But that's not Irish Spring. So get your soaps right, nigga. But that being said, no, I'm saying she was smelling good. She was smelling good and fuckable. All I'm saying is this, Dre. Sometimes,
it
man.
Good and fuckable. What the fuck?
Sometimes you got to wash the pussy before you fuck the pussy. That's what I'm saying. And you know me, I'm one of them people to say maybe you may want to fuck an underarm. So you got to wash the underarm before you fuck the underarm. All I'm saying is sometimes you got to wash the bitch.
I knew it was a fucking catch.
You got to wash the bitch before you fuck the bitch. That's what I'm saying sometimes, man. You got to do it sometimes. Everybody ain't always smelling 100% proper. She might have had a hard day. She may have some pheromones and hormones that's coming out that ain't supposed to. She could have had a Lebanese lunch, and she got them onions and fucking turnips coming out of her skin. You don't know what the fuck it is what her day entails. So sometimes you got to wash the pussy, man. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with that. But what's something wrong with is them bitches getting off your dick saying, tell me you love me. And then you go back to them.
Tell me you love me.
And
you keep going back to them.
3, 4, 5 times.
It wasn't 3, 4, 5 times. It was only 3 times.
He said it wasn't 3, 4, 5. It was just three.
Three.
It was just
three. Too many.
Three too many.
Ding, 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 ding.
Many. Mm-mm. That's like me saying I'm going to fuck my stalker. Who does that one? What?
Right. You don't fuck stalkers and you don't fuck crazy bitches. You better off just putting on a Foxy Brown movie and jerking off to that and fucking a crazy bitch.
Foxy Brown. What in the world?
Coffee?
Hey, that motherfucker was smoking back in the day while you bullshitting.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all too old. Y'all too old ass foes on this thing.
Listen, you can put on Bones or fucking Jackie Brown and jerk off to the, you know what I'm saying, the new millennium Pam Grier. She's still sexy.
She's still fine.
I cannot.
Did you just bust a yawn on
me? I did. Y'all don't understand how tired I am.
You got yawns coming out of your mouth. You got dick coming out of her. I'm confused. What's going on here?
Exactly. One yawn and one that fell asleep with a dick in her mouth, then just fucked around and hung up the phone. Then we got one.
She's still on the line.
She got a migraine.
She's still
on
the line. She's still on the line.
How you still on the line and ain't said a word?
Well, that nigga need to hurry up and come. That nigga is fucking long dick and her esophagus. That shit is fucking up the show.
I don't know what she's doing, but if she getting some, go good for a battle to eat that, because I'm sad.
She's trying to keep a happy home. You got to let her be.
That's what you got to let her be. Like, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. Just jump off of it. Make them tell them that you love
them. That nigga was like,
not
listen, you had
clock.
Your period Monday through Thursday. Friday, you giving me some dope.
Why are we waiting for Monday? Why are we waiting for Friday? My throat ain't broke Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Like, I need to say it. Why are we waiting for Friday?
Exactly.
Yeah, I ain't gonna front. I heard the nigga Charlamagne say a period don't stop nothing but a sentence. And I was like, you know what? You got a motherfucking point.
Oh, God.
I mean, okay. I've done that too.
Listen, man, ain't nothing wrong with hopping in the shower and getting some bloody shower pussy.
Oh, I didn't think of it like that, but okay, all right, Ron. Well, we got about 4 minutes left in this show.
And I hate to end. I hate to end the show on bloody shower pussy. So please bring up something good.
I cannot. Taylor is saying that we're talking over her. She ain't saying nothing. We ain't heard you say nothing.
It's hard to hear her talk with a dick in her mouth. What the fuck is going on?
No, her ass probably had
her
phone on mute. She probably had her phone on
mute.
Taylor,
I'm
going to
need you. We ain't heard you say a word. So, I mean, if you got us on mute by accident, take yourself off mute. Because we ain't heard you say a word, but twice.
You can take us off mute or take his dick out your fucking larynx.
And then you went away again. Can you hear us, Taylor?
She better hurry up and hang up and call back in before 12 o'clock.
I ain't lying. Bueller.
Taylor, you got, I mean, okay, I'm gonna go back. I'm gonna unmute and I'm gonna go mute back. Taylor.
Thank you.
Wait a minute, where did she go? Okay, she did hang up. Okay, wait a minute, come back. Come back, Taylor. She said goodnight.
You got like 3.5 minutes.
Wait a minute.
She got 3 minutes.
Wait a minute, we heard nothing of her saying anything.
It's hard to talk with a dick in your mouth. You know how talented you got to be to hold a conversation and get fellatio at the same time? You got to be a motherfucking pro.
Wait a minute, where'd you go? Why you ain't know? How she gonna try to act like we didn't respond to her? What in the world? I need her not to act like this.
Cause I ain't gonna front. If you talking, you saying complete sentences with my dick in your mouth, I'm thinking my dick is small.
I'm just saying.
I know I got a fucking pound and a half. Ain't no way you can fucking hold a conversation with this dick in your mouth. It ain't possible. You got to have a fucking Millie Jackson, Adele Givens mouth to fucking, you know what I'm saying, talk with this dick in your mouth.
Oh, yeah.
But she wasn't even going to open up the mic and said, hey, Taylor. And she never responded back.
I heard her in the beginning of the show, and that was it.
And that's it. I heard her say something, and it clicked off. I ain't heard nothing since.
She talked that nigga, grabbed him by her throat, and was like, you better suck this dick.
I cannot. I'm done talking to y'all. Oh, God. I'm done. This show is over with. We'd like to thank
she
you
was like,
all
I do need half this rent. I do need half this rent, so let me suck this dick. This show won't pay enough.
This show won't pay enough. Anyway, we would like to thank you all so much for joining us tonight on Blog Talk Radio. We appreciate y'all.
Oh, so we go end on bloody shower pussy. That's how we go in? We ain't got nothing else before that?
We ended with trying to figure out what the hell was going on with Taylor. That's what we ended on.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I brought it up again. My bad.
Yeah, you did, you jerk. What in the world? So,
I'm saying, though, it'd be good, too. It'd be warm in the shower, too. You get to clean and dirty yourself at the same time. That thing is amazing.
Y'all about to say goodnight. We're about to say goodnight. Even though we have talked about
Yeah, I don't get why she didn't text before 11:55. But anyway.
It's hard to text when your hands is one is on his shaft and one is on his balls. It's hard to text and do that at the same time.
Yeah, I cannot. Okay, so we're going to say goodnight. We will be back here next Friday night, same time, same place. Different types of shenanigans going on because you just never know what's going to happen around these parts. So we will see y'all next week. I'm a fucking
And maybe Taylor and Medusa will be here next week. Maybe.
Maybe. I need to understand some things. But, and why she, like, she only said something twice. Like, okay, but anyway. Okay, well, good night, good black people. And we'll see you next week. Holler.
Deuces.
This is goodbye.
Bloody shot.